To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Well, I'm not sure if this is the obvious question to start our conversation off with Ross Tucker with, but Ross is 46. Phillip Rivers making a comeback. Seems pretty crazy. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Ross, I wonder if you're you and you hear this about Rivers, does it... I'm not expecting you to say that it crosses your mind whether to make a comeback, but just like you might think about how impossible it would seem, or possible it would seem to do it. Rivers has been gone 5 years. Ross? No, Ross. Well, Bulldog, would you care to answer the non-question that I asked?
I predict Ross is going to say it's insane, but I don't have to be right about that. I mean, it's not something I've given a lot of thought. In fact, it's not something I would have willingly said if Ross hadn't not been there just now when we went to him to answer the question. But if we're wagering here, I'm gonna bet that he says it's insane.
This could be a cool new thing we do
where we bet on what our guests are going to say to us.
Yes, we answer. We guess on their answers. Ross, if you didn't hear me before, just the Rivers comeback.
I heard you.
Okay, good.
I heard you.
Good.
Sorry about that.
I heard everything you said. I had my phone on mute.
Sweet.
All right, you sound good now.
Let me tell you, I got two things to say. Number one, for those of you driving in your cars right now, if you ever going to go on a big radio station in Buffalo or any city with lots of people listening and the host can ask you a cool question, don't have your phone on mute. It does not work well. Especially because I was in the middle of giving a terrific answer and had no idea I was on mute. Mm-hmm. And Mike goes, all right, no, Ross, and hung up.
Sorry.
Well, good thing we acted quickly then.
That's number one. Number two, I'll repeat myself, which is to say, I thought about coming out of retirement, but I didn't want to have to reset my Hall of Fame clock. I just thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been able to get in for 18 years. The last thing I want to do is have to start over again.
Well, is it different in your mind for a quarterback to do this versus, say, a lineman? Does this seem insane to you? Like Bulldog predicts, you will say.
No. The fact that Brady played at 45 doesn't make me think that and Rodgers is playing at 42 doesn't make me think it's insane for a quarterback to try it at 44.
Damn it, I lost.
The being out 5 years thing is interesting. That's the part that's the most stunning. That's a long time. But it seems like the first couple of years he was out that this was like really talked about a lot.
Yeah.
And then the last couple of years it faded, but he's been coaching. I think he lives a super healthy lifestyle. His one son is like, I think maybe a college quarterback. The other one's one of the top 10 in the country. So I feel pretty confident that he's been working out and training with them and throwing with them and helping them. So, I mean, if someone called me 5 years after I retired, I would have laughed in their face, but I was not still in the world of like training to be a professional offensive lineman. You know, I had lost 75 pounds and was, you know, would have had no chance whatsoever. He has still been throwing a football. I bet you he's still about the same height and weight. He never moved anyway. He's not like he's going to, like, if he lost a step, we wouldn't know because he never actually took a step when he was playing. so I still think this will sound weird, but on some level, coaching the last 5 years probably even opened some more things to his mind. But I will say that first game, if he does play, when he gets out there, that is going to be a wake-up call because he just hasn't seen that speed. He just hasn't seen what that looks like in a long, long time.
It's interesting to me that you got to the 5 years away is maybe a bigger hurdle or is a bigger hurdle than being 44. I guess it's one thing if you're still in the, you know, all the habits. I did read one account today that said he's thought to be 20 to 30 pounds heavier than he was when he last played. So, but again, ooh, I don't know how much of it.
That's an interesting note. Yeah. Old Phil let himself go, huh?
I don't know, let himself go, or he still looks like a really fit human being, just not an NFL quarterback anymore. Like, you know, like
maybe sometimes guys get really into like lifting weights afterwards. You know, maybe when he was a quarterback, he didn't want to weigh more than like 225 because he wanted to be able to move, and then he retired and he started lifting heavier to be like 245 and be all yoked.
Yeah. I'm sort of dug in on it being a really heavy, a big ask, in part because for years, as Brady was continuing to play, Ross, I don't know if I've ever broached this subject directly with you during our weekly visits here over the years, but I feel like Brady is like a one-off. Rodgers is still playing, but he's not the player he was. Or, you know, Brady was still like kind of at the top when he was 42, 43, 44 years old. Rodgers has been, you know, a middle of the pack or worse, really, since he left Green Bay. So I've always felt like Brady was like a lie that is being told us, like to expect these great quarterbacks to play into their 40s and be really great. I think Brady's just a freak.
Brady's a freak on multiple levels. First of all, he's a total psycho in terms of like how he lives his life from a health standpoint. And I mean that as a compliment, but in terms of like how he works out, what he eats, I mean, he still is. I've seen him a couple times in the last, I guess I've seen him three or four times over the last 18 months. But twice I've seen him working out, you know, like he's still gets up and he's there at 7 a.m. and going crazy in the gym. So he's still like that. But then also, like, the mentality, I think, was a little bit different, you know, whereas it doesn't feel like Rodgers is really all in. It feels like Rodgers is still playing because he wants to still play and it's still fun and he has his reasons, but it doesn't feel like he's married to the game. You know, and Rivers is a different situation because of his kids or whatever. But Brady was, until he wasn't, he was very, very much married to the game.
With Ross Tucker, the Bills rally past Cincinnati on Sunday to get to 9-4. Now it's Foxborough in a rematch with the first place Patriots. If you have thoughts on Sunday's win, we'd love to hear them. And then we can look ahead to a big one Sunday.
Well, first of all, you know what's weird? It's weird to me how many times people will say, what was it like playing in all those snow games in Buffalo? You know, I don't remember one when I was there. I really don't. I don't remember like a lot of snow. I remember freezing rain against the Arizona Cardinals in 04. I remember one game where Ryan Lindell hit a field goal that like got so caught up in a gust of wind that it came back and bounced at my feet like a boomerang. I don't remember like a big snow game. I mean, there might have been flurries, but I don't remember that. So I'm jealous, you know, when I watch it or see it, because it looks awesome. I mean, there's nothing better than that, and I'm glad that the new stadium will still have snow, at least for the participants on the field, if not in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Number two, I guess I just kind of feel like the Bills are on a roller coaster. I mean, I feel like every week we alternate like, yeah. Oh, man, did you see the way they ran all over them or the Steelers or, wow, Josh Allen. And then the next week it's like, yeah, that was disappointing. That was a bad loss. I don't know. Maybe they just won the last two in a row and I'm forgetting. But it feels like it's been a roller coaster this year that you know, I don't know if that bodes well or not for the postseason.
Well,
you think not.
They won 4, lost 2, won 2, lost 1, won 1, lost 1, won 2. That's their season.
No, you're right. I mean,
so
I don't think that's a great sign. We know that there's a gear that they can find that might be as good as anybody's or better. But yeah, a couple of these losses are games, Ross, where we're like, everything is wrong. You know, Houston was that kind of a game. So I mean, they're in position at least. Not first place, but in a playoff spot.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, because you look at some of these other teams and you wonder, you know, like the Chiefs pretty much are done, which is just a wild thing to say. And I do think we talked about this last week, but think about this. The two teams with the best record in pro football, the Broncos and the Patriots, they're both 11-2. They are both underdogs at home this weekend to teams without double-digit wins.
Right.
I mean, isn't that something?
Green Bay at Denver is the other one.
Yeah. I mean, that says something about something. I don't know what it is, but that says something about something.
I think it's not shocking that New England is an underdog, but I wouldn't have predicted it because they have the win over the Bills. They've won 10 straight, and haven't they covered most of those games? Like, it's not like they're just squeaking by. Denver may be a little bit more that, but it's a really a compliment to the Bills for them to be favored here because New England has really impressed, I would say.
I would agree. And they beat them earlier head-to-head.
Right.
And they're playing at home. So that is that's surprising.
A good sign, maybe. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. I wanted to ask you this one, another one that maybe we've never done with you. Research going back years now, this concept of teams having to, quote, establish the run and then benefiting in play action. We used to talk to Micah Hyde every week. This goes back before that, because by then I'd already become indoctrinated into the thinking that you really don't have to establish anything. Play action is going to work. And this is one of these areas, Ross, where I think coaches see an edge in running play action a lot, whether their running game is working or not. Are you a subscriber to any of this? Play action passes being, you know, it. Having to run the ball first before it can work, because I'm not sure that the data would point you to that.
Play action from under center is incredible, and the more you do it, the better off you are. I think that's pretty much just factual, number one. And then number two, I think if you are running it really effectively, then I do think the safeties are going to be a little bit quicker to come downhill than if you're not. You know, in terms of establishing the run.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the front seven guys, they have to kind of come downhill right now anyway. They have to honor their gaps in the run game regardless. I guess it's probably true that if you are really running it effectively, that maybe those guys would be trying to trigger and get downhill even faster. And certainly safeties. So I think if you run it more effectively, it probably opens up the play action pass even more. That's not the same as saying you need to be running it effectively to run a play action pass.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I'm glad Mike thought to bring this up because Dan Orlovsky from ESPN does a weekly hit with the show that's ahead of ours with Chris Brown, the play-by-play guy for the Bills, and Steve Tasker. And Orlovsky, they were talking about play-action passing because the Bills did a decent amount of it on Sunday. And Orlovsky is always, I see him on social media and on these weekly hits, talking about the value of under-center play-action passing for Josh Allen and the Bills. And he started talking about the linemen and how much or not they sell it, right? Because if there's, and this would be right up your alley, I think, right? If you're just immediately into like a pass blocking stance at the snap, that is going to decrease your effectiveness. But if you can sell it for a fraction of a second, your head is more down rather than popping right up and stepping back, if you can just sell them that it's a run along with the fake, that goes a long way.
I would say there's a tremendous amount of value on play action of everyone really selling it.
Right.
So the back really runs hard and really makes it look like he's taking the ball. The quarterback really gets as close as he can to the back, sticks the ball in there, and really makes it look like he's holding. I mean, basically everything that Peyton Manning and the Colts used to do, like, that's what you want to do. And yes, the offensive line is a major part of that because that's really who they're trying to key usually to see whether or not it's run pass. They'll look at an uncovered lineman or they'll look at certain guys and that will be their run pass key sometimes. And a lot of times it is linemen. And if the linemen, I remember distinctly, we played the Dolphins 2004. I mean, 2004, and we were both 0-4. And it was in Buffalo, and we had this goal line play action. And I came off so hard and low for like a yard and then stopped. And Zach Thomas and Moreland Greenwood both took a couple steps towards me. And I think it was Mark Campbell was wide open for a touchdown right behind them. And I said to Zach, I said, oh, I knew I was going to get you on that one. And he said, oh, that's not me. That was Greenwood. But the point is the same.
Yeah.
The next day, Malarkey came up to me and was like, you know, you're the reason we got that touchdown. I was like, well, thank you. I'm glad you noticed. But, like, the point was I really, really sold it. Really sold it. And it made a big difference because if you just kind of, you know, are going through the motions, they can see that. And if you're not really selling the run because you don't want to put yourself in a compromised pass position, they can see that. But if you really, really are coming off, if you really, really make it look like run, man, you can really, I mean, because they have to come downhill. Otherwise, they're going to be late. They're going to be late for the run.
Yeah, I'm so glad I heard this today. Ross, I've been in here for 30 years talking to countless, you know, all these hours. It's not a point I'd ever thought about one time. The lineman's impact on play action passing.
Yeah, and by the way, the reason, and Dan's probably said this, but the reason why under center play action is so good is because it takes longer for the fake. So when you do play action out of the gun, there's not really that many gun runs. Most of the time it's just inside zone away from the offset back. But then also, it's kind of right away. You know, even like some of these RPOs, it's like, okay, shotgun snap, half-hearted, put it in the belly, and then throw the ball. I just don't think they buy that much. When you're under center, I mean, how long does it take before they know you didn't hand it off to that guy?
Right.
It takes like a full second. Second and a half maybe on some plays. That's why all the outside zone stretch stuff, play action is so good, is because it takes a lot of time, and you get the defense going horizontally. So it's a win-win. You have them running horizontally rather than getting up the field, and it takes a while until they figure out that you didn't give it to them.
That's exactly the play in my mind's eye. I see Peyton Manning and the Colts running, whether it's a handoff or not.
That's good at it.
That's the play. Ross, do you have Army-Navy?
Unfortunately, no. Second year in a row.
Bummer.
I do not. I have, you know, as I'm kind of moving up, I guess, in the broadcasting world, I have the Jets at the Jaguars for CBS on Sunday, which means during the Army-Navy game, I will be at the Jets hotel, you know, talking with their players and coaches and whatever. And so second year in a row where that is the case, and I'm not able to do Army-Navy on the radio, which is my favorite game of the year, favorite day of the year. But these are growing pains, I suppose. And I will miss it. I will watch as much of it as I am able, and that's the answer. So huge bucket list item. Recommend to everybody.
I wonder if you'll get to see Justin Fields go back in with Taylor Hurd if Taylor is unable to play. Could be an interesting call
there.
You know,
that is interesting because Fields was inactive on Sunday because he, I don't know what the word is, but he reported knee soreness after practice last week.
Yeah. Wonder if that's gotten better.
I wonder if it's even a situation where they'll even tell us, you know, if they might try to go back to what they were doing earlier in the year and keep it quiet who the quarterback is.
Aaron Glenn will want you to ask that one reporter. He knows everything. He'll point you in that direction. Samini. Thank you, Ross. Enjoy the trip to Jacksonville.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right. There's Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. His calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
What's the better gig? Army, Navy, or Jets, Jaguars? What's the better gig?
I mean, the NFL is the NFL, but I Ross didn't exactly say it, but you know how he's told us so many times how much he enjoys that spectacle.
I know, but do they send their top crew?
Right.
Army, Navy?
I don't think so. That's sort of what he's saying. Like, I've graduated to, like, you know, I'm needed on a Sunday, and so I'm not at the level anymore where I'm in the mix for Army-Navy.
Plus, Army-Navy was radio.
That's right. That's right.
This is TV.
Right.
All right, I'll go with Jets-Jaguars.
Yeah.
The Jaguars are in first. Anybody have a thought on them? Right now, that's our opponent.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 for your calls. We're wide open until Paul joins us at 6. Paul Hamilton to talk some Sabres who are in Edmonton tonight. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Josh Allen has 34 touchdowns right now. That's second in the NFL. And this is a down year. Feels like for the season we've been trying to figure out what was the Bills offense going to become. 17 times play action, most. 159 yards, most. 7 10-plus yard plays, most. And touchdown passes, too. So I know we're critical of the wide receivers, and it may show itself again. But if you're Buffalo, this is the formula for what your game plan should be moving forward.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. We just talked to Ross Tucker on this subject of play-action passes, and I think Ross gives us a good place to re-enter talking about the season as being on a roller coaster ride. And, you know, I get that. I think that works. Does it have to be a bad sign or anything like that? Or even could somebody argue that it's good? I don't know. I don't think I would. This season has reminded me some, although it's going better than that one, of that one Bills year after the Super Bowl run, where in 94, they had good days. They blew out Montana's Chiefs. They beat Miami badly. They beat Miami twice with Marino in 94. It was funny. But then they had too many days where they couldn't get right. It's not a good comparison. It's only really a Bills comparison. What's similar is you've had a run of success, and now for the first time they're looking up in the standings. Well, not the first time. Miami 2 years ago was also this.
Right.
But it's rare. They won that division. They'll be hard-pressed to win this one. That part of it is somewhat the same. But this team has a real shot. I mean, we know that, right?
I think we do, yeah. I mean, I think this team would have a real shot even if we weren't living in sort of an upside-down world conference-wise. But the fact that we are, at least as of now, we'll see about Baltimore and Kansas City, whether they can get there. I mean, the odds are longer for Kansas City because they have two teams ahead of them in the division that they're not likely to catch at all, whereas Baltimore is only a game back now of Pittsburgh, and they play them again. So we'll see if they can get right enough to win enough to make that really matter when they meet at the end. But It you know, it's obviously one of the big reasons the Bills are still the favorite that they are is that, you know, you just don't believe in, you know, the people betting. You know, the odds makers do not believe in the teams at the top yet because they've just not seen them do it. And Allen is such a super freak that you get in a game with him against one of these teams that's not proven they know how to, you know, they know the moves here in January, then it you know, it feels like it's wide open. And so that's another reason why. But I think I would still feel like they have a chance. They have a chance anytime they've got that dude. They've had enough good days, even this year, for me to say, you know, if they had to play Baltimore or Kansas City, like if they were to squeeze in, that I still would like, I'd like my chances just fine, I think. It's a year where maybe anybody could do it. Yeah, I had the thought. I was really glad that I heard the Orlovsky piece. I didn't know you were going to bring up play-action passing to Ross. But the thought that I had, and this might be silliness, I don't know. We have talked through the years. You brought it up with Eric Wood yesterday, again, I think. What are you holding back, right? Is there stuff you want to have that you can, you know, go to that you are pretty confident is going to work, but you don't want to show too much of it because you want to be able to spring it on someone when you really need it. And I've heard Orlovsky for years on that show and just on other platforms talking about the value of under center play action passing. And I wonder, that's not a play call per se, right? It's not a scheme. It's a facet of a passing play. And I, you know, he's always talking about how much of a skeleton key it is and how excellent Allen's numbers are when doing it. And I wonder if that's this year. And maybe they feel like they need to lean into it already, or the matchup dictated that they do. I just wonder if we'll see that, maybe depending on how, maybe we'll see it a lot more on Sunday against the Patriots. And then, you know, if they get that one and they're in the race, then maybe they keep with it, or maybe they put it back there in the corner and unveil it in January again. Like, use it as much as they used it on Sunday. It's always something that they have in the arsenal, but what did Orlovsky say? 30-some percent of their passing plays were that? That's got to be a season high. Maybe even a high since Brady's been their OC.
In the game against Cincinnati.
Right.
Let's go to Zach here. Hi, Zach.
Hi, guys. I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself now considering the season's not even over, and they're currently the sixth, but would it not be better, kind of, if they're the five versus winning their division somehow, looking at the possible road ahead? You know, I'm going to assume that Pittsburgh wins their division. I don't want to assume, but I think they will. So I kind of love seeing them on the road there in the wild card, and, you know, if they are to get this division, Buffalo, that is, I kind of feel like they're playing their guys in week 18 and then still have to play the next week anyways. You know, I think if they get in a scenario where the five is in the window and they could either go to Pittsburgh and then round two, they play, you know, the Chargers possibly at home, or go to Jacksonville in the divisional. And then you leave Houston to deal with, I guess Houston or Kansas City possibly, to deal with New England or Denver in the first round and second round. Like, that seems kind of ideal to me. Like, I know the team doesn't think like this, like they're playing to win, obviously, but the five kind of sounds nice, in my opinion.
Well, it's going to, thanks, Zach. Getting to the one would be better if you could do it, and that's around 5% or less to do. Not only do you have to run past New England, but you've got to get Denver out of there too.
Right.
And maybe someone else. So I wouldn't ever think that the five is better than the one, but is it better than the two? Interesting to think about. It probably will happen. There'll be a lot of shuffling here. There's still 4 weeks left. Where Houston ends up versus Jacksonville or even Indianapolis, the Chargers with still a chance at Denver. They'll play them again.
Yep.
They both play the Chiefs too. Do the Chiefs get there? Could still see
that's
the
right.
Ravens.
They're in the same boat that the Bills are in. Same records, two games back. What was the head-to-head Denver beat
Denver
the Chargers?
Denver won.
Okay.
By a field goal.
So they're in. The Chargers are in the same spot. I don't know the tiebreaker permutations for them should they end up tied there. But
the Chargers beat Denver.
Okay.
In week 3, 23-20.
All right.
Denver had 9 first downs. LA had 29.
Wow.
So there.
They're even in better shape than the Bills.
The Patriots and the Broncos, like Ross said, what a season. We've been hearing and saying that for a long time now. They just don't lose. I mean, they've each won 10 straight, New England and Denver. But this has been the case for most of the season is those two and how different the season is. But then you have teams like, I guess you could include Houston. We saw them. They were on Sunday night. I think we kind of know Houston at this point. But still, the Chargers, the Colts, maybe. The Jaguars for sure, the Baltimore-Pittsburgh thing, like whoever it is, somebody's going to be considered a little bit dangerous. I mean, the Ravens maybe more so than the Steelers if they run the Steelers down. You just got, leaving the Bills out, you've got a number of teams, several teams here who really make you wonder just what they are. Lack of experience, winning experience, all of them.
Right.
What will that look like? The idea of this is, I think, the caller's sentiment, and I think it's that of many fans right now is, well, okay, if I got to go to Trevor Lawrence and Aaron Rodgers again, or even Bo Nix, I'll do it. I can imagine a worse fate.
It just dawned on me that if you leave Baltimore out, if Pittsburgh gets that division and Baltimore is on the outside looking in, the most experienced quarterback in the field outside of Allen is Rodgers, who's, of course, way more experienced than Allen even is. But he is the next most like playoff tested, whatever you're looking for in that department.
What's everybody else put together?
Like it's Rodgers, right? Nix has got one game. May doesn't have any. Lawrence has one game or two because they won one and then lost.
Yes.
Is that right? Herbert has
two.
Okay.
One against Lawrence that they were way ahead and then lost. One against Houston last year that went terribly.
Stroud has won a couple, or at least one time, right? They beat the Browns that one year, so he's got at least two.
They won last year.
Okay.
They lost in the second round both years.
All right.
Yeah.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a lot of green there.
How many playoff starts does Allen have?
I mean, it's.
Do you have that?
I don't, but it's not hard. It's been three twice, so that's six. The Houston game is seven, and then two the other years. I think. Am I leaving one out?
Yes. It's two, three times.
Okay.
Three, two times.
All right.
And one time. Right?
Yeah, I skipped a year there.
It's 13. He has 13 playoff starts. Aaron Rodgers has 21. It's not that many more.
No, that's right. But everybody else is in single digits, like we just ran down.
Yeah. It's fun to think about. Here's Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. This is Joe from Buffalo. How you guys doing today?
Good, Joe. Thank you for calling.
I kind of wanted to – I pretty much agree with what the last caller said. You know, like, every year I've almost liked the – if the one seed's not available, which it hasn't been really, you know, that game just – I feel like it's better than that bye because you play a team that you almost – You know you have a really good shot against them, and you keep the guys, you know, fresh and keep them ready to be in action. And it's just – that's always been my thought about that is you play that team and you keep keep them out there instead of sometimes that week off might actually hurt them. And I really like our chances of going down that path instead of having the bye. And
okay.
Appreciate it.
Yep, sure.
All right.
I wouldn't want the I'd rather have the bye.
I disagree as strongly as I can disagree without yelling. There's no need to yell. No, I mean, I think the Bills have paid a hard price some of these years for having to go hard, even in week 18. Having the week off, I just think is something that I think can be really beneficial.
What we might end up at is discussing who might need to sit or who the Bills might want to have sit those last couple of games or that last game in particular, depending on the stakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're in a spot right now, if they win Sunday, they're probably running to the end, like last year, just hoping that New England trips. Even if New England loses to Baltimore, especially if New England loses to Baltimore, you're doing this. I think you're going for
right.
The division title. To play at home and all of that. But the way last year played out, you kind of wish you didn't have to
right.
Sprint to the end of the regular season.
And certainly 2 years ago, same thing. I mean, they suffered injuries in Miami, a game they needed to win the division at all, and then suffered more injuries in the wild card game. So just avoiding another game to me is a huge – I mean, just watch the games this year. Every game we come out of, it's like this week is really the exception to the whole season because there was very little – in that department coming out of this game against Cincinnati. Every other week, it's like Monday afternoon, Sean McDermott's there with a list of guys that are week to week or day to day or we'll see, and oh my gosh. So every week takes a toll. You get to take one off before the playoffs start. I just think it's a huge advantage.
Last year, they did get to rest Allen and some guys in the New England game. But, I mean, you can't just rest everybody. The year before, though, is when they had to win in Miami.
Right.
And it took a toll. 803-0550, looking at the playoff picture. How do you see it? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.